And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we drop into the market scope with Phil Wayne, I'd like to make a quick mention about something which came up at the National Radio Club convention, and that is stations missing out of market scope. Well, you see, Phil doesn't actually travel to all those exotic cities to tape those radio stations. Those are sent in by contributors of the DX Audio Service. So if you do send in a market scope to Phil, be sure that you have all the radio stations in that particular city accounted for, or at least explain on the tape that you couldn't tape a certain station because of whatever reason, either the station's off the air or you're out of their signal range or whatever. But members of the DX Audio Service wondered about some radio stations coming up missing. So be sure you include those on your market scopes. And speaking of missing, here's a man who's got a few screws loose and has been missing a mine for quite a while. Phil Wayne with a look at market scope. Take it, Philbert.
Well, thank you, Fred, for another spectacular slam on my character. Well, hi, radio buffs. This is Phil Wayne with another dial into radio in the San Jose area, this month on the FM side. We now join Don Wilkerson and Mark Marino, whose editing talents have made my job extremely easy once again.
This is Don Wilkerson reporting for Market Scope on the DX Audio Service, and now we're going to give you the stations from San Jose, California on the FM band, starting with 92.3 Progressive Radio, KSJO. They have been Progressive for over 20 years and are the oldest FM station in San Jose. So here they are, all 50,000 watts of them, KSJO FM.
Okay, look for a nice day again tomorrow. A little bit of hazy sunshine, a bit cooler too, but still nice weekend. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the 60s to mid-70s. Tonight, fair with lows in the 40s. We got 71 degrees right now and another 45 minutes. Solid rock set. Kicking it off with a triple shot from Kansas. 92.3 KSJO, San Jose.
It was 1962.
Hey, who's that man with the camera?
Who, him?
That's Dejo Hoffman. He's gonna take pictures of us.
What for?
You know, just in case we're famous someday. They could have a big exhibit.
Ooh, that'd be fun then.
Why does a part of me know?
92.3 KSJO and Silver K Fine Art present an exclusive South Bay exhibit of Beatles photographs by the late Dejo Hoffman.
Now through December 10th at Valpo Fashion Park in Cupertino, you can see historic images of the Beatles that have never before been available in North America.
KSJO invites you to see this very special collection of photographs by the Beatles' first professional photographer. And while you're there, register to win a trip for two to Los Angeles to see Paul McCartney. The exclusive South Bay exhibit of Beatles photographs by Dejo Hoffman through December 10th at Valco Fashion Park, Wolf Road at 280 Cupertino from Silver K Fine Art at 92.3 KSJO. It's a winter weekend on 92.3 KSJO. Caller 10, 408-575-1800 gets a pair of lift tickets to Mount Reba Bear Valley. Ski Bear, you have to ski it to believe it. You'll also qualify for a $6,000 ski trip to Zurich, Switzerland from your weekend radio station, 92.3 KSJO.
The next station we're going to give you is 94.5 KWSS. They also get out with about 50,000 watts of power, and they are basically top 40. So here they are, KWSS. And they are located in Gilroy, which is about 30 miles south of San Jose.
KWSS 94.5, we are the home of the wild, zany, insane Bay Brothers. You gotta check them out this Monday morning because it's 7 o'clock. They are going to dig their hands deep into the winners from this weekend and send someone to the L.A. premiere, Back to the Future.
This is a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
KWSS. Music 94.5.
New one, I see action. KWSS 94.5. If you are not guarantee you will be by 9 o'clock, because that's when we are kicking off this Saturday night party mix. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked in right here to Music 94.5. Where Kathy Ray's giving you a chance to choose her lyrics.
At 95.3 is KATD, Country Music Radio for San Jose.
At home, at work, and in your car, you are always welcome to South Bay's new country, 95.3.
Married at 16.
The new country, 95.3.
I'll play it out. That's Mary Chapin Carpenter. For those keeping score, and never had it so good. I just never had it so doggone bad. Also from Charlie McLean. She's got a radio heart. A little AM and FM 4. Don't you just love it? I'm Frank Caesar. How you doing? We're playing more of the great country songs you like to hear. And Eddie Rabbit is up next.
Yeah, no dings at New Things. New Things, China Country, San Jose.
Country 95.3 weather outlook for this Saturday evening. Clear skies tonight with lows expected to reach the 40s. Tomorrow, expect highs to peak in the mid-70s. Sunnyvale has 61, Milpitas has 60, and it's 59 degrees at your new Country 95.3.
The next station we're going to give you is Hot 97.7 KHQT in Los Altos, California, which is right next to Sunnyvale, which is next to Santa Clara, which is next to San Jose. That's going north to south. So anyway, they are the number one station now in the San Jose market. KHQT is, of course, what it says, I guess, CHR type of programming. So let's see what you think of them. This is KHQT Los Altos at 97.7 FM. 3,000 watts of red hot rock, I guess you might say.
KHQT Los Altos, San Jose.
Set the memory and get digital. 97.7 is Hot 97.7.
Jamming to the South Bay's hottest station. Please take note. This is Hot 97.7. I'm Loretta Ray, gearing up to pump it live and in the mix from Bentley's in Sunnyvale. For Dancing Saturday Night, we are working your woofers fresh and new with Jai, if you leave it out. Keep it on.
We were not just lovers.
98.5 KOME. Thick as a brick. Side one, song one there. Jethro Tull, Legends of Rock Block here on KOME. Coming up this hour, as promised, your shot at winning. Oh, just a little piece from the Berlin Wall. Be listening for that. And coming up next hour at 10 o'clock, we'll do what we do Monday through Saturday at 10 o'clock. Roll some AC/DC. Right now, let's roll some brand new Rush. New album's called Presto. This is Show, Don't Tell. New Rush, 98.5 KOME.
As a tribute to the newly found freedom in Germany, KOME wants you to have a piece of the rock, an authentic chunk of the Berlin Wall. Just be the 10th caller now at 575-KOME or 1-800-367-KOME.
Next, we're going to give you KARA in Santa Clara, California, 50,000 watts at 105.7 FM, and they play music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It's Leslie's Party, next on Super Gold.
You have two ways to win money weekdays on Kara. Listen for the secret song between 9 and 5. Be the 15th caller after we play it. Win $105.70 and a $50 gift certificate from Rothschild's Jewelers, San Jose. We also have a bonus song of the day that is also worth $105.70 to the 15th caller after we start to play it. We only announce the bonus song, though, on a special Kara ad during the 6 o'clock news Sunday through Thursday on the San Jose News Channel, Channel 11. For music and fun and money, listen to 105.7 Kara, K-A-R-A.
All right, man.
Winchester at noon.
Mr. Moda.
Hi, this is Mike Harvey, and this is Super Gold on Kara.
Welcome back. It's a Monday afternoon. Jane McMillan with you. How's your day going? Well, we're right in the middle of 30 minutes of songs in a row. Coming up next, it's Stevie Wonder.
K-A-R-A, Santa Clara, San Jose.
On to those nights. That's Richard Marks on Kara of Santa Clara in the middle of 30 minutes of favorites in a row with Gordon Lightfoot on 105.7 KARA.
Now we give you KEZR, Easy Rock, 106.5 with 12,000 watts of power, and they are, I guess, in our time, they probably would have been called Top 40, but now they're adult contemporary. So here they are, KEZR-FN.
106.5 KEZR. Boy, if you've got the week off for Thanksgiving here, make sure you play a round of golf for me tomorrow, all right? Lots of sunshine, high temperature expected to be 70. Downtown, we've got 71, and a song for Terry and the Gang at the Bank of Santa Clara for 106.5 KEZR. Today's best music mix, 106.5 KEZR, San Jose. 6.5 KEZR. As always, looking forward to cartoons coming up at 5. Got a song you want to hear on your way home? Make sure you give me a call before you leave work. And then when you get the carpool together, make sure you dial it in to 106.5 KEZR.
And that's going to do it for another Market Scope this month. This is Don Wilkerson reporting for the DX Audio Service saying thanks for listening. And again, I'd like to thank Mark Marino for his editing help. And I'd like to thank you all for the hard work you put into the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson saying so long for now.
So that's San Jose. Sounds very typical of many markets across this great land. Next month, we dog sled to the north for our column. Thanks to Mark and Don for all their help. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. And now, the guy with the deep voice.
Historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. Hello, I'm John Bowker, and in this edition, we're going to be looking back at the months of October for a few of the events that helped shape this exciting industry. You know, 2 years before the FCC was even established, the Federal Radio Commission was still holding sway under the guidance of the U.S. Department of Commerce, trying desperately to keep all the broadcast stations in the United States from interfering with each other, and at the same time trying to provide all parts of the United States with clear radio signals. This was a devilishly difficult task because in large measure of the widespread use of super regenerative radios that caused whistles in nearby radios tuned to a station on an adjacent frequency. But it was in this environment anyway that on October 15th, 1932, the Mexican government authorized a new broadcasting station just across the Rio Grande River from the town of Del Rio, Texas. The new station identified as XER. And was authorized to transmit with full power, 50,000 watts. Now, this station had not been included in the Western Hemisphere Master Plan, so the United States formally protested the authorization. Remember, the maximum power for stations in the United States at that time was also 50 kW. So the complaint to the Mexicans fell rather on deaf ears. You know, I shouldn't proudly admit such things, perhaps, but I can tell you that living in Vermont, where I grew up, I knew of the town of Del Rio, Texas, long before I ever heard of Lubbock or El Paso or even Austin, I guess. And it was due solely to hearing the Mexican powerhouse on my bedside Crosley radio in the evenings as before I dropped off. The Pan-American difficulties continued throughout the years. It was in October of 1949 that the Mexican delegation walked out of a North American Radio Broadcast Association meeting. And by the way, that's the long version of what we usually call the NARBA meetings. And they walked out simply because they could not agree with plans brought forth by the United States or Cuba. And in fact, a few days earlier, the United States and Cuba had agreed to disagree on a number of station plans. So the Mexican walkout just plain ended any hopes of achieving any accord between nations for several years. And it was in October of 1936 that KFI and KECA, both AM stations in Los Angeles, refused to carry any more of President Roosevelt's fireside chats as free sustaining programs. They said they would be very willing to broadcast his remarks, but only if they could be allowed to sponsor the airtime. The FCC said no, and as a result, they would not carry the fireside chants, and further, the Democratic National Committee refused to allow any paid political announcements to be broadcast on either station. This cut off a significant source of revenue during the 1936 election year for both stations. If we look back to the early 1920s, we see that it was on October 15, 1921, that a radio license was granted to the Detroit News newspaper for a station to be known as WBL. The following March, that call sign was changed to WWJ, but of course that was well after KDKA was on the air on a full-time schedule. Other stations celebrating anniversaries this month include KRLD in Dallas. They came on the air as a commercial station in 1926. In 1925 came WXYZ to Detroit, or if you prefer, WXYT, and I don't. And WMOC came to Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1961 in the month of October. You know, it was in October 1957 that we all awoke one Sunday morning to learn that those beeping sounds we could pick up on a multiband radio were coming from a Russian satellite. Keep in mind, up until then, we in the United States had very little regard for Russian technology, but what did we care? What possible use would there be for a piece of space junk whirling around the world every hour and a half going beep, beep, beep? I'm John Bowker.
Listen every Sunday to the pause that refreshes on the air with the songs of Ginny Sims and the music of Percy Faith on this same CBS station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Spotlight Review is written and produced by Hal Finberg.
Hello, sports fans. Ken Onestruck here in Riverdale, Illinois, just outside Chicago, with another edition of Sports Update on the DX Audio Service. And this time, we're going to play football this month. Go up and down the dial and see who's playing football this year. Rather, see who's on the air with it. In the National Football League, the Central Conference, Chicago Bears on 720 WGN. And they even preempt the Cubs. Yeah, the Cubs are forced to go to WLS. And the Bears have 60 other affiliates. The Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on 104.7 WRBQ. Detroit Lions on 950 WWJ. The Minnesota Vikings on 830 WCCO, Eastern Division. Well, we got three teams in the East, one in the Central, and one in the Mountain Time Zone. Phoenix Cardinals are wondering, how do we get in the Eastern Time Zone, Eastern Conference? I don't know. Anyway, New York Giants on 1130 WNEW, Washington Redskins on 630 WMAL, the Philadelphia Eagles on 610 WIP. The Dallas Cowboys have switched from KRLD to KVIL-FM in suburban Highland Park. They want them bad enough. They paid $17.5 million for the privilege for the next 5 years of getting the games. Hope the ratings go up too, guys. Otherwise, it's going to be a long season. And the Phoenix Cardinals on 620 KTAR. The Western Division. Again, you got a team in the East, Eastern Time Zone, and one in the Central, and two out West. And we have the Atlanta Falcons on 750 WSB. They will probably preempt the Braves, who are having a poor season, so the Atlanta Falcons get Sunday priority. Then the New Orleans Saints on 870-WWL. San Francisco 49ers on powerful KGO 810. And the LA Rams on 640 KFI. And the Spanish broadcast I've read, I believe them or the Raiders will be on 1090 XCPRS from Tijuana on 1090. Have to check on that though. American Conference Eastern Division. Well, all teams in the East, that's nice. Baltimore Bill, the Buffalo Bills on 930 WBEN. Miami Dolphins on 610 WIOD, the Wonderful Island of Dreams, and in Spanish on 1140 WQBA, Cuba. The Indianapolis Colts on 1070 WIBC. The New England Patriots, 850 WHDH, and the New York Jets on News Radio 88 WCBS. Central Division, Cincinnati's Bengals on 550 WKRC, Cleveland on 1100 3WE for Cleveland, used to be on WHK but no more, Houston, I believe that's 740 KTRH and also KLOL-FM there also. In Pittsburgh, 1250 WTAE. And I hope the Conventioners enjoyed the Steelers game on the weekend. I see from the results here, though, that Pittsburgh got beat 13-3, so it wasn't their better days. But next week, they're going to be playing Houston. Hopefully, their luck will be a little bit better. In the West, Kansas City Chiefs. Broadcasting gives KCFX AM. It must be a new call letter because I am not aware of it. There used to be 810 KCMO. I need help out there, people. The Los Angeles Raiders, 710 KMPC. And I've also read about KLIT-FM will do some of the games. And I'm not sure about the Spanish outlet, though. As time goes on, probably get an update on in their future. Denver Broncos, 850 KOA. San Diego Chargers on 690 XETRA. News Radio will do it. And Seattle Seahawks on 710 KIRO. Okay, that ought to take care of things. So until I get an update in about a month or so on different things, Fred, take it away and see who's next here to provide us some interesting information here on this great DX audio service. Okay, friends.
Thanks, Ken, and let's turn it right over to the membership of the National Radio Club's DX audio service with our musings from members. The opinions expressed in this column are not necessarily those of the National Radio Club, its editors, or authors.
And in case you may have heard, well, if you have, please enjoy the repetition. WCAU Radio no longer exists. It's WOGL, Oldies 98, and Oldies 1210 simulcast. They have two personalities on the AM from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., and from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next day, it is simulcast. That's about all I have for you. I hope to contribute more as time progresses. Once again, that's Richard Passanante, 1624 North 59th Street, area 215-473-0416, effective Wednesday, August 29th, saying, thanks a bunch. I'm not kidding. I'm enjoying myself.
Hello to DX Audio Service listeners. Jim Snowbarger reporting from Central Iowa. Note about KKDA in Dallas, 730. They've gone to 500 watts day and night with a two-tower directional beaming mostly northeast, I gather. And I heard him here in Iowa. Not too bad a signal. They're doing Soul 73, serving the older, mid-age black audience, I guess. Amazing, 500 watts from Dallas. That particular night, amazing things were happening. Beaming from Texas, WAI was really strong, and Chicago was almost inaudible. So long from Central Iowa. See you next time.
Hi, members of the DX Audio Service. If you listen in the background. You will hear what it sounds like, Radio Havana. This is Don Vogel calling from Milwaukee, and Radio Havana seems to have taken over
710 kilohertz, which usually belongs to WOR, and it's a clear channel station. Also, it seems to be heard on 670 behind the WMAQ in Chicago, which is overpowering it naturally, but still, it's there nevertheless. This seems rather bizarre to me to be heard in such close proximity to one another, but that's the way it is.
Hi, Fred. This is Don Moore from Albany, New York. I've just finished reading my first tape. In answer to Marcy Scott, we have here in Albany radio station WGNA, which simulcasts 1460 AM and 107.7 FM, which on this issue Lauren McCusker alluded to as being a number three, I believe, sharing with another station. Anyway, they never give their AM calls, even when during the times when they don't simulcast, which is mostly sporting events like the Albany Colony Yankees or Syracuse football. They occasionally give the 1460 call then, but normally they just give the 107.7 designation. Good magazine. Great work. Thanks a lot.
This is Greg Jack from Olympia, and I thought you people would like to know that apparently King Broadcasting here in the Seattle area is going to sell the whole thing. The AM at 1090 and the FM at 98.1 and the TV channel 5 is all going to be sold, which makes me wonder what's going to happen to KGW in Portland, which is also King Broadcasting, and if something happens there, we would lose another three-letter call sign. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Fred. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You talk about AM stations feeding TV audio and all that sort of thing. Rick in Oakland, Iowa was picking up WKFR out of Battle Creek, Kalamazoo. You'll be thrilled to know that WKFR-FM on the 67 kilohertz is doing the audio of WKMI-AM in Kalamazoo, which at night simuls with WKFR in Battle Creek. Also, a couple years ago, WQLR in Kalamazoo, during the month of June in 88, did on the 67 kilohertz the audio feed from the Tribune Radio Networks in Chicago, including Chicago Cubs baseball, and it was on 24 hours a day. It was there for a whole month, and then they killed it. That was on 67 kilohertz. So all sorts of strange and weird things going on, and I was shocked, too, about the WCAU switchover. You'd be interested to know that about 3 years ago, we had an FM station here in this area, WNWN in Coldwater. They're still with us today, but what they used to do about 3 years ago, on their 67 kilohertz SCA, in the daytime, they would feed the audio of WHEZAM 1560, and at night, WTVB AM, I think it was 1590 or 1600. I think it's 1590 in Coldwater, but they would split it, HEZ in the daytime and TVB at night, and on the 67 kilohertz. And also, I'd be interested especially hearing from anybody out in the Denver area about the new cable, well, it's new here, I guess, new cable FM service called Galactic Radio, and I guess some of the things that they do are some AM audio feeds like News Talk KOA in Denver and WCCO, I believe, in Minneapolis, I believe, are on the service, too. We get it in FM stereo. It's really nifty.
Hi, Fred. This is Gary Kettler in Houston, Texas. And to make a couple of comments, a couple of months ago, someone mentioned the simulcasting of television news on radio, and here in Houston, we have three stations that are doing that. One of them is co-owned by a TV station, and they do their 6 and 10. KPRC AM 950, along with Channel 2, are the co-owned ones. The other two are KIKR 880 in Conroe, Texas, and KRTS 92.1 in Seabrook, Texas, which is a classical music station. Both of those are running KHOU Channel 11 news. It seems to be kind of a trend, at least in this part of the country. There is a station in Austin doing that, I understand, Austin, Texas, and one in Dallas that are both simulcasting television news. Also, 1520 KYND in Cypress, Texas, which has been doing a lot of proof of performance tests, is probably getting close to coming on the air. They've been doing testing probably for about 2 years, and it's about time that they got the thing on the air. I don't know if that will happen, but they seem to be running programming a lot during the day, but they're not running a full day, so I don't know what that means, and they don't seem to want to answer their telephone.
Hi, Fred. Mitch Pomerantz calling from Los Angeles. A couple of nights ago, just kind of flipping by on the dial on 990, I picked up KKIS, I think, out of Pittsburgh, California, and I've never heard them here in Los Angeles. I've heard them up in Northern California, but for some reason, they were booming in around 9:30 or 10 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Thanks very much, Fred. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Fred, and members of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson in our new location in St. Mary's, West Virginia. And as you'll be able to tell, we are still DXing. I just noticed that WEEP in Pittsburgh on 1080 has gone to the business radio network from a oldies format. I don't know when it happened. I would assume it happened either Labor Day or probably shortly after, but I have not had the radio on for a while since I just got a new satellite system and have been enjoying that. So, anyway, WEEP is now business radio. I don't know how long they'll be that way, but greetings to all of you. I enjoyed listening to this month's audio service and enjoyed hearing myself still in California. That is different. Maybe I'll listen to myself again in the wintertime when it's cool here. We'll talk to you all later. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, this is John Rieger calling for the DX Audio Service from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there is a format change here, and I have a little air check of it, so I will play it. WLZR AM is now calling themselves the Crusher, AM 1340, and here's what that sounds like.
Laser 103 presents the Crusher, WLZR AM Milwaukee.
It's amazing where the AM radio station is harder than the FM. There are some format changes of note. WDMJ 1320 in Marquette, Michigan is now Big Band and Nostalgia, having dropped classic rock. And 1340 WAGN Menominee, Michigan has dropped their live oldies format for country and western, thus giving that market of Marionette Menominee their third AM country and western station, the other two being on 570 and on 1300. And also, for the report of 1360 WKFR, that is not 1360 WKFR, it is the simulcast of WKFR out of, I believe it's Kalamazoo, Michigan or something, but the AM station is still Battle Creek. The AM station is still 1360 WKMI. However, they identify the station, I believe, at 5 minutes before the hour. So if you tune in on the hour, you'll hear the FM ID.
This is Rick in the Dalles, Oregon. And last night, September 9th, possibly midnight, September 10th, KFXX in Oregon City, Portland, on 1520, the 50 kilowatt station, changed format. At first, for a couple of weeks after being heavy metal, they changed to a format of playing all albums in their entirety with occasional spots and not much promotion. Now they're doing sports talk, supplemented by a little bit of other news and a little bit of other programming from the American Radio Networks besides American Radio Networks' nighttime sports programming.
My name is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. I am a new member of the NRC DX Audio Service. I have another report for you. I was listening to Paul Harvey news today, and one of the stories was that there is a tremendous amount of interest growing in AM radio. Apparently, people are finding out for the first time what an amazing thing it is to get long-distance stations at night. And the story went on to say that you can get these stations on any radio, even a cheap pocket radio. Another comment I have is I'm noticing that call letters that I remember hearing when I grew up in the 50s and 60s are being reassigned. To give you an example, on your last tape you had WFAN in New York City. We had a WFAN here in Washington, D.C. on the FM dial, a Spanish station, and also Channel 14 was WFAN. Now I see it's up in New York. And also, WNAC is now Channel 64 in Providence. It used to be Channel 7 in Boston. And WHDH used to be Channel 5 in Boston. Now it's Channel 7. I could give you a couple of more examples. WMEX used to be 1510 in Boston. Now it's 1150. I wonder if any of your other listeners have noticed call letters they remembered when they were growing up have now been reassigned to other stations around the country. And one final thing before I get cut off here, I'm getting a little perturbed about stations not giving proper identifications. It's especially bad on FM and TV. Thanks to digital tuners now, some of the FM stations are beginning to give their proper frequencies, but before it was something like 94.4, they would say 95 FM, something like that.
This is Clarence Cordray reporting from Canton, Ohio for the DX Audio Service, and I wish to say here that I really enjoyed the NRC convention. And I hope to be able to do it again next year. Okay, I have a call letter change to report. 1310 in Alliance, Ohio, was formerly known as WFAH and is now WDPN, Whiskey Delta Papa November. And they have changed to an easy listening format. Formerly, they were more of a contemporary hit sound. Also, CKLW at 800 has dropped the Larry King Show. They're doing their Music of Your Life formats, I guess, through all night.
Hi, DX listeners. It's Thursday, September 13th. This is Ed Best from Durham, North Carolina. I collect air checks of contemporary Christian music radio stations, and I currently need recordings of stations in Yucapá, California, in the San Bernardino, Palm Springs, Riverside area, also Santa Rosa, California, Oxnard, California, Sacramento, California, Lakeland, Florida, Pittsburgh, PA, the Washington, D.C. metro area, the Detroit area. I do pay for air checks. If you're interested, you can write me at P.O. Box 51554, Durham, North Carolina, 27717, or you can call me at 919-489-2164. Really enjoy the DX Audio Service. Keep up the good work, Fred.
Hi, Fred, and hi, DXers. This is Mike Lance calling from Miami Beach, Florida. I enjoyed the trip up to Pittsburgh very, very much. Had a wonderful, wonderful time, and it was great, and I hope they can do it in Miami, Florida in a few years. Have the convention, that is. It would be great. I'd be happy to help out with that. Now, with the WGTO story. They are 50,000 watts full-time, 24 hours a day, and they are non-directional. But anyway, thanks again, and I love the service. And to Marcy Scott, it's great to hear you on the DX Audio Service. I remember you from Perkins School. We have a airport radio station on 530 that does travelers information all the time, and I like the Pittsburgh radio market better than I do the Miami market because there are more English radio stations and there are more AM stations that play music during the day. Thanks for listening.
And we had a lot of calls on this edition of the DX Audio Service. That's why we had to do some editing. And one other quick thing I'd like to make mention of is that anyone who knows Mitch Pomerantz's correct address, you might want to let him know that we do not have a correct address, and the tapes keep coming back to us here at the DX Audio Service. So have him contact NRC headquarters. Now for the remainder of this tape, let's hear about the NRC convention.
Well, can I have your attention, please? I'd like to welcome you all to, I think we are in Pittsburgh, right?
Now we're in Poughkeepsie.
Okay. Thank you all for coming down. Definitely appreciate it for supporting the club and giving John less of a heart attack for the number of people showing up.
Don't say heart attack around here.
Thanks to John for hosting this. So far, very good. I haven't heard any complaints. As everybody knows, the AM logbook is out. Appreciate everybody that's been purchasing it. Ken appreciates it. Before we go any further, I just want to mention on the publications that, as long as I got a crowd here, and we've got the information going back out to the audio service people, that on publications, when you order that material, and this note from Ken, that please allow us 6 weeks before you drop us a line to let us know if your product's been sent or the order filled. We've had quite a few orders where you guys have waited only 2 weeks and have asked where the product is. And normally most products are filled within 3 to 5 days. Some do take up to about 2 weeks, but all in all, they are out in the mail within 6 weeks. Not only for the fact that we want to get them out and clear our desk of the paperwork, but the fact that it's the post office requires that the stuff be out in 6 weeks from the time you order the stuff. So the other thing on the other end of the scale for publications is on the length of time not to exceed 6 months when letting us know. To let us know that you've ordered something back in October of last year and you still haven't gotten it and you wonder where it is, don't let us know today about that. Let us know like maybe 2 months after the fact that when you ordered it. On credit card calls, the club appreciates your business on the credit cards and people on the machines. When you guys call the phone number and it's the recorder and you guys leave the numbers and all that stuff, the only thing we request is to make sure that you leave your expiration date. Otherwise, that delays the order. The banks do require expiration dates on credit card orders, so keep that in mind. And again, allow us 6 weeks to fill the order. Expiration date, yes, that's true. Thank
card
you.
Card date, not your date.
Yeah, card date, yeah. Special thanks to Jerry Starr for all the work that he's put in for the logbook. Chris Cuomo for the FM and AM contributions on double-checking us and keeping us on our toes for a lot of the information, as well as everybody else that writes. As you guys go through this new logbook, make sure that as you page through it, if you find anything wrong, let us know. Drop us a line, postcard, you can leave it on the answering machine. When you order something from Ken or you're sending in information, just let us know if there are changes, particularly in your local stations. I mean, obviously you guys got a better handle on things locally than what we do. So drop us a line and tell us, hey, this is wrong, it should be this. Keep in mind, however, that some of the addresses, some of the phone numbers, basically a lot of the variable information in it, we may have more than one or two sources on that, or one or two addresses on it, or one or two phone numbers on that stuff. As everybody knows, stations have more than one phone number, and we only have room to put one in there. So we will just pick one out of the six and stick in. We're looking for basically a daytime business line phone number, or if it's a definite phone number that they're going to answer at night, pertaining to phone numbers. Addresses, we prefer, it makes a difference, either a street address or the P.O. box, either one. But don't give us a contest address. That don't do us any good. Those change all the time. We don't need the transmitter site address. It's nice for those that go around and look for transmitter sites, but it don't do any good to send a vary to nothing out there. It's not even a mailbox out there, so it makes it a little tough. So kind of keep that stuff in mind when you're getting the information. Format changes. You guys are always jumping on me for format, saying that this country isn't, this station isn't country, it's rock. Well, it might be rock during the day, but at night it maybe it changes to a different format. So keep that in mind. Sometimes we'll list them both. Then you guys yell, it ain't rock. I never heard it rock. It was always country. Well, at night, yes, that's true. Same thing on the weekends. It'll be something else on weekends. So kind of keep that stuff in mind.
And on our next edition of the DX Audio Service, we'll conclude some of the news and notes from the 1990 National Radio Club Convention. We're out of time, so we've got to go. We'll just say one last thing to you, and that is this program is recorded at Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. And this program is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin. See you next month.